Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse. This week is Food Checkout Week, set aside by the American Farm Bureau to celebrate the nation's safe, abundant, and affordable food supply, and to salute those farmers who make it possible. Phyllis Amix of Wolf County, chair of the Kentucky Farm Bureau Women's Committee, says the observance impacts every household and explains why this particular week has been selected.
Because by that time, they have earned enough money to pay for their food all year. They only spend about 10% of their disposable income for food, and that is so much less than any other country does.
On the state level, Amix says the farm group visits Frankfort with samples of Kentucky Proud products for legislators. In the House and Senate, there's an official Food Checkout Week proclamation made. She says it's an enjoyable visit.
Oh, absolutely. You get to meet all the legislators and encourage them to support agriculture and let the farmers do their job.
She says the message and the group are well received, and that bag of Kentucky Proud goodies, she feels, is appreciated.
Well, I think they appreciate the Kentucky products that we give them. And I certainly hope that the message gets across that without our excellent farmers, that food would not be available to them.
She says each year the group is warmly received. This year's food checkout visit will take place this Wednesday at the Capitol. We'll be right back.
Need a better job? Need technical training? Want to go to college but didn't finish high school? You can take free classes to get your GED diploma. Contact your local adult education center or go to knowhowtogokentucky.org. That's knowhowtogokentucky.org. Don't delay. Start today. This message brought to you by Kentucky Adult Education, Council on Post-Secondary Education. knowhowtogokentucky.org.
We're back with Wolf County's Phyllis Amix, chair of the Kentucky Farm Bureau Women's Committee, celebrating Food Checkout Week. The observance is a spinoff of Tax Freedom Day, by which the average family earns enough to pay its overall tax bill.
Yes, about 99 days into the year, they have enough money to pay their taxes, which is a lot different.
So that's about 7 weeks for our food bill, 99 days for the taxes. Back to this Wednesday's Frankfort visit, she says lawmakers enjoy the event, and they certainly appreciate that Kentucky Proud goodie bag.
Yes, they do. And it's all Kentucky products, and they look forward to it and tell us that they expect a good weekend enjoying the food.
All in all, says Amix, when it comes to food, our nation is blessed.
I just want to encourage everybody to support the American farmer and especially the Kentucky farmers here and enjoy the good food and the affordable food that we have.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.